Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to episode 2, season 2 of Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today's episode is called Breakfast Club Blast, because we have an interview with Grammy Award-nominated Tim Kubar, who inspired me to make this theme today. And we're going to make a fun, inspiring breakfast called Fairy Bread. And here comes Breakfast Club before we have our interview with Tim Kubar.
I'm going back to school today. The sun is rising as we start up our Monday. I'm waking up and feeling great, 'cause I'm getting ready in the best possible way. I just get out of bed, drag a comb across my head. I don't have so far to go. If I dash down the stairs, I could be the first one there. He's got work today, but my mom needs the car. He's got a bus to catch in 10, but he's got time to squeeze a little hanging in. Well, he just gets out of bed, puts a hat on his head. It isn't so far to go. When he gets down the stairs, he'll have minutes to spare. I think you already know he's going to the Breakfast Club. Let's start our day with us. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. We got good things coming up at the Breakfast Club. We got good things coming up at the Breakfast Club. We got good things coming up.
I'm calling orders to the seating. Everybody find your seating. Roll call. Get a good morning.
Morning.
That's the club greeting. We got to get to eating. Aren't you glad you're not still snoring? There are membership benefits. We got jelly and toast. It's no wonder everybody likes our club the most. You want to eat sweet? Say mm-hmm. Plates of pancakes and cereal the spoon. All in favor of flavor? Say all right. Bowls of berries and bananas. Bet you want to take a bite. And that's the way it goes. Wake up, show love, and we out the door. We'll be back tomorrow, 'cause it's not the end. Same time, same place. We're gonna meet again.
My parents and my sis, we're here in breakfast bliss. When I noticed we almost left somebody out, he's sitting there wagging his tail. Those puppy eyes never fail. I grab his food out of the pantry and I say, good boy, that's right. Who's a good boy? You're going to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Let's start our day with us.
Let's get it started.
Welcome to the Breakfast Club.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Tim Kubart. Hi!
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And now I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Yes.
How did you start Tim Kubart and the Space Cadets?
How did I start my band? Well, I was playing music all by myself with my guitar, and I was singing songs to kids and families at places like children's hospitals and things like that. And I knew I wanted to have a big band that could play there or play on big stages or something like that. So I called up my friend Max, who's one of my best friends in the whole world. And we got together and we started writing songs for the band, because before this I was just playing other people's songs. And Matt and I wrote some songs. And then I called up some friends who I knew from making music not for kids and families, from playing other kinds of music shows, and I called them up. I called up my friend Dominic and my friend Jeff and my friend Alex. We all got together and we started making music.
Wow, that's very cool. I heard some of your songs before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and here's number two. Are you excited to go to the Grammy Awards?
Yes, I'm very excited to go to the Grammy Awards. It's really nice. We've been making music for kids and families for 10 years, which I think is older than you, right, Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we're excited to because we've been doing it for so long, and we get to put on some fancy clothes and talk to other people who do it.
Cool, and I went to see the studio before.
Oh, cool.
And number three, what do you like to do when you aren't playing music?
When I'm not playing music, I like to ride my bicycle a lot. That's probably my favorite thing. And I also like to cook. I cook all different kinds of food. My favorite kind of food is probably Brussels sprouts.
Cool, and I like to ride my bicycle too.
Nice.
And number four, what do you like to eat for breakfast since you made the song Breakfast Club?
Oh, that's a good question, Chloe. My favorite thing to eat for breakfast, I love bananas. I said my favorite food is Brussels sprouts, but Brussels sprouts are my favorite food to make, but to eat bananas. I probably have 2 bananas for breakfast and then 3 or 4 bananas throughout the day, too.
I like to have bread for breakfast.
You like bread? That's good, too.
Number five, how is it being on a Sunny Side Up show?
Being on a Sunny Side Up show is so much fun. We get to hang out with Chica. Chica's one of my best friends. We sing songs. We celebrate birthdays. And a really cool thing about Sunny Side Up show is that we are live. So when we're talking on the show and we're singing songs or talking to everybody watching, it's happening right then, at that moment. So we could even say, if we're talking about dinosaurs, hey, what is your favorite dinosaur? And then kids can send in messages, and then we'll read them back about all their favorite dinosaurs.
Cool. And my mom really wants to be on the show so bad. She told me when we were just about to plan the episode right after my homework.
Cool.
And that's all the questions, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Chloe. It was so nice to be on the show.
It was so nice to talk to you, too. And I have a surprise.
What's the surprise?
Today, when we were planning, we found one of your songs. And so we're going to play the next song as better.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. That's such a nice surprise.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I could watch the hero settle wrong from right, and you could pass the popcorn on a family movie night, or we could just go outside and take the puppy on the leash, say hi to the neighbors, and make some memories. You know it's better when we're together. You know it's better.
You know it's better
hey!
When we
play the chords and you can say the words.
We'll write them down on paper, no matter how absurd. And then we could
find the rhymes and add simple harmony. Save the band for later, right now it's you and me. You know it's better when we're together. You know it's better when we're together. You know it's better when we're together.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have one of my favorite breakfast recipes, fairy bread. Here's what we do. We put some toast in the toaster and wait for it to pop. Then we take the toast out of the toaster and we spread cream cheese around it. Next, we do some sprinkles. We just drop them on the cream cheese. After that, eat your delicious fairy bread. And up next is our song, When I Grow Up. Coming soon, we're gonna have advice with Dad.
When I grow up, I wanna be an astronaut and fly a rocket ship to the moon like a salty chip, 'cause it's made of cheese. It's made of cheese. When I grow up, I wanna drive cars, 27 gears, and an engine you can hear from around the world. From around the world. Ninja, and I'll karate chop my way around the block, and the neighbors will know that I'm not a joke. But for now, I think I'd be set. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Mom couldn't be here today, so today we have advice, jokes, and fun facts with Dad. Hi!
I'm so excited to be here.
I know, I'm so excited too. And are you ready to hear some advice, jokes, and fun facts?
I am. Who's going to go first? You?
I go first to demonstrate, then you try some on your own. First up, a joke. We do two jokes, a fun fact, then advice. Number one is a joke. So, how can people make igloos in the snow when animals are all around the part where they're building?
I don't know. How?
They need to move and movinate. Get it? Hibernate, movinate.
Oh, that's a funny one.
And now I'm going to make another joke.
You want me to tell you my joke first?
No, I'm going to demonstrate, remember?
Oh, okay, sorry. You go. Keep going.
Okay. Number two. How do animals hibernate when they don't know where their food is?
How?
They look for the food and hibernate.
They look for the food and hibernate. Say that again.
They look for the food and hibernate.
Oh. Did you make that joke up?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So give me a fun, what's a good fun fact you can tell me?
Now, a fun fact. I'm gonna ask you a question, then you have to see if you know anything about it.
Okay.
Or if there's, like, anything weird about it.
Okay, go ahead.
You can have some prime time, but no rhyme time. Anything different?
Prime time and rhyme time both rhyme, but they're two different things.
Yes! And now advice.
Okay, give me some advice. I've been looking forward to this part. This is the part I've been waiting for.
Now you ask me a question.
I gotta ask you a question and you're gonna give me advice?
No. Now I'm gonna ask you a question and you'll give me advice.
Okay, go ahead.
How could you turn on the computer when it's very, very small?
How can you turn on a computer when it's very small? Well, I mean, I guess it depends what kind of computer you got, but usually you got to find the on switch.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes it's on the back. Sometimes it's on the front. Sometimes it's on the side. But sometimes it's hard to find. But if you look real hard, it depends on what kind of computer you have. If you have a laptop, then it's usually you open up the laptop and it's right up top of the keyboard. And when you have a desktop computer, usually it's on the front of the desktop. And when you have an iPad, you just hit the button on the iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, easy.
Yeah. All right, is it my turn?
Yep.
I got some jokes for you. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Two jokes, a fun fact, and advice.
Okay. What do you call cheese that's not yours?
What?
Nacho cheese. Get it? Nacho cheese?
Number two,
I crack myself up. Okay.
A joke again.
Another joke. Okay, what's another joke? Why did the boy bring a ladder to school?
I don't know.
He wanted to go to a high school.
Okay, now a fun fact.
All right, I got some fun facts for you. Are you ready for this?
Now,
I got some crazy fun facts that you would never know. I'm just going to throw them out there. Are you ready?
No, wait. You got to tell me something, then I got to tell you something weird. So make it like rhyme, something different.
Oh, okay. Well, I was ready for that, but can I just tell you some of my fun facts I got? And then you can just tell me what you think about them? Did you know? Here's a fun fact.
It never worked. It'll never work.
Oh, okay.
No.
They have to be rhyming fun facts. Well, now I'm...
Yeah, they'll have to rhyme.
Let me see how I can rhyme my fun facts. Okay. When hippos are upset, did you know that their sweat turns red?
Upset sweat.
I guess.
And now advice. Wait,
I got another fun fact for you.
No, you gotta tell me advice now. Now, you gotta ask me a question and I'll tell you the best way to fix it.
Okay, here's my question for you. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. What do I do when it's bedtime for my daughter, but she does not want to go to sleep yet because she's still hungry?
Obviously, you just tell her that you'll get her food.
Oh, what kind of food should I get her?
Well, just tell her what you have and then she'll tell you what she wants. Then, obviously, you just go get it for her.
Oh, obviously. That was... Oh, no. My microphone just fell. Here's another question. What do you do when your microphone falls?
Pick it up!
Duh.
And now it's time for a friendship pledge. Eat something healthy for breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. Bye!
Wait, what's the last song you're going to play?
Jazzy Ash Tandem Bike.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jazzy Ash, what are you doing?
Nothing, Boom. What's going on?
Well, I'm just riding around on my tandem bike. You like it?
Oh, yeah. Never seen one of those.
It's got two seats and two sets of pedals. Would you like to go for a ride?
Sure.
Let's do it. Come along, sugar, let's take a ride. Look at that sky, not a cloud in sight. Let's take a trip down the boulevard. All we really need is my front yard. The tandem bike can be beat. Hop along, honey, got an extra seat. Let's ride together, let's ride together. A tandem bike is built for two. The kind of bike I'll share with you. I'll ride seat one, you ride seat two, until our ride is through. Just follow me, I'll take the lead as we go at faster speeds and work together forward bound. Go round and round and round and round and round and round. Let's ride. A tandem bike is built for two. The kind of bike I'll share with you. You ride seat one, I'll ride seat two, until our ride is through. Just follow me, I'll take the lead as we go at faster speeds and work together forward bound. Go round and round and round and round and round and round. Share with you, I'll ride seat one, you ride seat two, until our ride is through. Just follow me, I'll take the lead as we go at faster speeds and work together forward bound. Go round and round, round and 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 round.
Oh, we may be going too fast.
Oh my goodness.
I can't keep up, I can't keep up.
Whoa!
Look out for the tree! Oh, my leg. I skinned my knee.
Oh, ow. My hair.
You okay?
I think I'll be fine.
Well, let's pick it back up and try again.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Tandem bike was built for two. The kind of bike I'll share with you. I rode seat one.
I rode seat two.
And now our ride is through.
Whew, I'm tired, but boy, that was fun.
Fun? I don't think I'm ever riding a tandem bike again in my life.
So same time tomorrow?
Sounds good.